It shouldn't be too much longer before crews start work that will ultimately lead to the reopening of the crucial port of Baltimore. A Russian state news agency reports 9 people have been detained by Tajikistan State Security Service over suspected contact with those who carried out last week's attack on a suburban Moscow concert hall, left 144 people dead. It's been a year to the day the Russians arrested Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich on spy charges. More details, SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Timing is everything, and the timing for this string of beautiful weather just in time for the Easter weekend couldn't be better. Sunshine today on this Good Friday with a high temperature up to about 74, so very comfortable. Partly cloudy, a little cool tonight, overnight low in the mid-40s. The warm-up continues tomorrow. Saturday's high 79, 83 on Easter Sunday. Abundant sunshine, just about a perfect forecast. And then mid-80s with partial sunshine, still dry Monday. The risk of showers and storms holding off till Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Tuskegee University will introduce a new flight school in the fall, allowing students to train on the same field used by the Tuskegee Airmen. The university will start the aviation program with about 25 students, thanks to $6.7 million in federal funding. Auburn University announced expedited assistance for displaced Birmingham Southern students on Thursday. The assistance includes waiving application fees and a quick review of applications. The process is expected to help BSU students enroll in Auburn for the summer semester. In college basketball news, Alabama marched through the madness to sweet victory Thursday night. The Crimson Tide defeated number one West seed North Carolina in a thriller 89-87, sending Alabama to the Elite Eight for the first time in 20 years. Alabama takes on Clemson Saturday night for a trip to the Final Four. Tip-off, 6:30 p.m. in Los Angeles. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Hey, my name is Frankie Bumps. I'm one of those guys from Zaza Serious Italian. I want you to know that our competitors ship their lousy sauce in 55-gallon drums across America. Not us. We ship bad people in 55-gallon drums. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop, it's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City. Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years of serving River Region families with prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous service. Call today and see why your neighbors have trusted Trustworthy Electric for over 30 years. For service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is with us today. Allison Sinclair is out.
She's doing things.
She's down at the loveliest village on the plains.
Yes, she already. Is. Taking a child for a college visit.
On Good Friday.
They
have Good Friday down at the old sorority house.
I'm sure they do, Scott. I bet they do.
So we're to Friday now. Good Friday, the last day of Jesus' life on earth before his resurrection. He was betrayed by Judas. We're going from the article. What was the article written by again? Who was it? Meg Boucher or Butcher. From March the 28th, so very good stuff. So we're to Friday, and you know who I thought was one of the coolest characters in the Friday part of the story, the crucifixion part of the story, if you can say that. I don't know if you can, but any guesses?
Yes, I do.
You probably know since I told you already, but the listeners don't know. I'm saying the thief. One of the two thieves that were being crucified with Christ who said, hey, look, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Yeah.
That guy's, he is in heaven, no doubt, because, he's the one guy that Jesus says, hey, you will be with me.
That's right.
I'm like, man, that is strong. We ask a lot of questions about what we would do if we were different characters, different people, et cetera. But the guy who, that's amazing, really. And you have the two, it's funny because you have the two choices. And it's the same two choices that we all have. And you have the one guy who says, hey, Jesus, remember me. Watching the whole situation, mm-hmm. knowing the story. Right. What little he does know.
Right.
And then you have the other who is just hates Jesus for no reason. He doesn't have any reason whatsoever to be mad at Jesus. And he is. And, I know that nothing is an accident. But the fact that we kind of skip over that part of the story mm-hmm. when those two guys are us. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
We're there at the end. We're there to be punished. Deservedly so. Because that's what one of the things says. Hey, we deserve to be here. He doesn't. And you get two choices. Pretty strong stuff.
And that backs right back into, I think I missed the part about Barabbas. I was on the phone.
We didn't do that. It's not on my list.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay.
So we're, we skipped the whole,
ahead to,
we jumped all the way to the thieves. We didn't go with the being arrested in the garden and the cutting off of, was it
the ear,
Peter that cut off Malchus? Yes. Is it Malchus?
I forget the
Malchus.
The gentleman's
I
want to
say Malchus.
He sliced off his ear.
He sure did.
Yeah.
And Jesus put it back on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good at that.
Yeah.
I always wonder what Malchus thinks. You know, there's a bunch of, there was a genre, is that the right word? A genre of movies that were kind of written about characters, extra characters in Jesus' story.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there was a Malchus story, but I would love to know his worldview of, I'm pretty sure he saw his ear on the ground.
And then he had an ear again.
And then he had an ear back. You got
to
think.
What happened to Malchus? Yeah.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
There's going to be great, like when we get there, like who are you going to go find first?
The line is going to be so long. It's going to be worse than trying to get, you know, an autograph with, you know, Stitch at Disney World.
It is.
It's just going to be
like,
just
gonna
be so long.
Questions, and then are you going to remember the questions? Because they say that we'll have a faint recollection. But like, if you tell yourself right before you go, hey, remember to ask, like, go find the ear guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go find the thief.
I'll have the name wrong.
Like I'm going to get
and
it wrong.
Be like,
but I'll be like, excuse me. Hey, and then Mary.
You want to talk to Mary?
Well, I just want to know, what was it like to be a teenager and you're about to get put out by your husband? And like, how did that all work out? Because the Jewish world, the world was so horrible for that situation. And as an adopted child whose mother was 17, like I very much identify with her. So I just have questions. But I think that you're right. The thief on the cross and knowing immediately, oh my goodness, I deserve what I'm getting. He does not deserve what he's getting. And what he did get is horrifying for us. You know, we make this crucifixion like he just got some lashes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just like any old execution.
I mean, it's just not a big deal. I don't know what the problem is, but if you look at the NIH, Chris used to give a talk when we lived in Florida. He gave it to our Bible study about the medical description of what happened to Jesus before he was put on the cross is horrifying.
Yeah, you don't. And that's the thing. The theories of people who, okay, they have gotten to the point where they're like, okay, there was a Jesus and apparently something really bad happened. They crucified him. Which we have no understanding of how.
None.
I think the Mel Gibson movie, The Passion of the Christ, is probably still not brutal enough, and it's brutal.
You know the picture.
It is unbelievably brutal.
I have this on my wall at home by my computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a picture of Mel Gibson talking to, I forget the man's name who played Jesus.
Jim Caviezel.
That's it, and he's all bloody and beaten and just, you know, been tortured. It's horrific. The physical condition, the man that's playing Jesus in. And I wrote on it, tell Jesus how hard your life is. So when I get down, I just look at that picture and I go, all right, shut up. And let's continue on.
Yeah, that ranks up with kind of what you said earlier, Sky, when we're complaining and we say, I didn't get what I deserve. That's the one that's kind of hit me a bunch of times in my life was,
thank goodness
God,
you didn't get
I'm not
deserve.
Getting what I deserve. And he's like, yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
By the grace of God, you're not getting what you deserve.
Right. That's right. And doesn't it make the entitlement culture so offensive? Because you're right, we drowned in it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Justify.
We did.
Oh, God.
And remember, I'm going to back up just a minute because I missed the Barabbas part. But I think it applies so much to today. You know, there's
let's get there. So we're having the trial. They have the mock trial at night, and then they're like, "We can't just execute a guy because the Romans are in charge, and they're going to frown upon that."
Mm-hmm.
So let's go get Pilate to do it.
And it was Passover, by the way.
Yes,
that's why the.
So we'll go get Pilate to do it. We'll get the Romans to do it, and that's another theological question. That's another Southern Baptist question. That's another evangelical question. Was, you know, Pilate did give the order, but when I read the Gospels, he is not a willing participant. Now, he could have said, oh, heck no, I'm Pilate, But he had also the, hey, look, I can't have any more. These folks are going crazy, and I cannot have any more of this. And this is just another Jewish guy, and I'm tired of it. And I've given you every out.
Every possibility. And his wife tried to warn Pilate. She told him.
She did. Yep. And the part that's even taken out, or even the subtitles are not put in the Passion of the Christ movie, is the part where the Jewish leadership and then the agreement of the crowd is, it's on us. They took the responsibility. Pilate's like, hey, I washed his hands.
That's
said,
it.
I'm not. No, this is y'all. It is you. Now, look, I get it. I get the whole sin of omission. You could have stopped it. I get it all. But from a leadership standpoint, I don't know. Look, because we're not talking about somebody who is looking at things through a Christian worldview. No, okay? See, no, there's not a Christian worldview yet.
No.
And Pilate's like, this is y'all. And they're like, gladly, it is us. But in our churches, many of us, when we start talking about things, we throw it all on Pilate. That is a lot of what is in the evangelical church in America. It is, if you even talk about it at all, it's Pilate. And I'm like, wait a minute, I've read this quite a few times. I don't know why he gets all the rap, is my point. But still, so then you have the Barabbas thing. I mean, he's down to the point of saying, thank you, I put myself there. And I say, okay, this guy, I can't really tell he's done anything. And we've already, he may die anyway. We've beaten him. And the Bible says to where you can't even tell he's a man. It's unrecognizable.
Right.
Which means a bunch of those lashes and beatings and stuff got into his face, ripping the skin and flesh off of every body part, raw meat. Yeah. It is a meat person walking around.
They stopped
walking
at 39
around.
Lashes because they knew 40 would most likely kill a man.
And
so they beat him within that much.
And then Pilate says, all right, look, this is a no-brainer. Mm. All right. Which one do you want?
Mm.
And so Pilate thinks of the worst guy he can think of.
It was
We're talking
Passover
about
tradition to do this. So he found one final escape clause.
It's like, there is no way anyone will pick Barabbas.
Right.
And he gives them the choice. So I don't know how you say it. So he's like, okay, which one do you want back in your neighborhood? Jeffrey Dahmer or this Jesus guy? Or her, whoever you want to say, Charles Manson. Somebody chopped, I mean, just horrible. In my opinion, he picked the worst guy, thinking there's no way they're not going to pick this guy. And they said, give us the worst guy.
That's so us.
It really is.
It's us. That's us, if you want to understand it.
Mm-hmm. And we're doing that every day, really, in our society.
Every single day.
Do you want the good guys? No, I don't want the good guys. Give me the full out, all the debauchery I can get. Give it to me.
But you disowned the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be granted to you.
Yes. Hey, and to be a murderer in the old days before there was Christianity, I mean, people did heinous things.
It took some, I don't even know what you'd want to say, but
yeah.
The human heart is deceptively wicked above all else.
What did
Who
you
can know it?
What else do you have on Barabbas, Sky?
Well, that's basically it, how it relates to modern times and how human beings haven't really changed much over this time.
No.
They chose Barabbas.
Yet Romans 1 tells us that the truth of God, no matter where you are on this planet, has been made known. It is plain.
Mm-hmm.
And we still choose wickedness apart from a supernatural intervention by Jesus Christ himself.
Right.
People don't change. They can't change.
Yeah. And here's the other thing is about for the folks who are doubting or whatever, have problems with Easter or Jesus, Christianity, whatever. Don't let how bad I am or Amy Beth is or Sky is. That has nothing to do with your position of you're one of those two guys on the being crucified with Jesus. And you don't get to say, well, Jesus, I'm not going to follow you because Scott was mean to me. I'm not going to follow you because Scott talked about you, but he wasn't nice enough. Or he didn't do this, or I saw him do this, or I know he did this. Well, your goodness compared to me does not matter.
Right. Right.
All that matters is Jesus. It doesn't matter if people were mean to you at church. It doesn't matter if somebody abused you when you were young. Mm-hmm. None of that matters.
That's right. You hear so many people say, well, you know, the church is full of hypocrites. And I'm not really. That's why it turns me off to Jesus and all that. Always remember, it was religion that killed Jesus Christ. It was the religious leaders that did this to Christ. Yeah. So religion wasn't too good to Jesus either. So
yeah.
Don't let it keep you away.
Church is full of hypocrites, and so is the community club, and so is the ballpark, and so is because everybody's a sinner. Yeah. And that's why all that matters is can most of us do better? Absolutely. But I'm still falling. But just imagine how bad I would be without
him. Amen.
That's what I tell people. Look, you don't like me? I would be...
I'd be so much worse.
Yeah.
Golly, that's such a great point.
Because there's plenty of things I would like to do. There's plenty of things I'd like to say.
Oh. Yeah. That's uncomfortable.
Bill, hold on, please. Soldier Boy as well. I promise we'll come right to y'all after the break. I've almost said all I can say. Until somebody else gives me a good idea. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Walking into Zaza Sears Italian is a feast for all the senses. With authentic Italian dishes, craft cocktails, every seat is the best seat in the house. Our new head chef, Chef Quentin, strives to ensure all our recipes are fresh and new. Join us for lunch Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Dinner beginning at 5, 7 nights a week. For Sunday brunch from 11 to 3. Visit ZazaSeriousItalian.com to see our updated menu and hours. Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back in the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio on this Good Friday. Happy Easter to you, celebrating the resurrection, crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And look, there's just not a show like this anywhere, and I just hope the best for everybody. The let's get out to your phone calls. We got some folks who want to weigh in. What's the order here, Sky?
We have Soldier Boy's up first. According
Soldier
to
Boy, welcome to the program. I hope you're well.
Hey, you know, my dad told me a couple of comments I want to make. First of all, thank you for taking my call anyway.
Yes, sir.
Second thing is, you made a comment that you were short on words. And I said, you know what? My dad told me one thing, many things he taught me. He said, I can tolerate a liar, I can tolerate a thief, but I cannot tolerate a hypocrite.
I got you.
Think about that one.
I got you.
I can tolerate a lot of lies.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't tolerate a hypocrite, you know, because my dad used to tell me a couple old sayings he used to tell me. You have to always be a man of your word, call it Texas, wherever you want to be. And he also said, if you don't have your word, son, you don't have anything. So those are good things that I've passed down to my children, too, you know.
And absolutely.
They may be old, but I think that's why we have too many damn lawyers anywhere. My dad didn't like lawyers because those are people who don't keep their word. So that was the thing. Hey, you're talking about being a Good Friday. Did you ever watch they had a documentary in the history of the Sphere of Destiny?
The Sphere of Destiny, no, sir.
That was the Sphere that was.
Spear of Destiny, the one they drove up under the on his side under the ribs and the blood and water flowed because of the. Busting of the interior, the organs, so the fluid was coming out. Yes.
Correct. The blood of Jesus was on that spear.
Yes.
And they said the myth behind it is whoever has the Spear of Destiny can control destiny in time and all. And what's funny is, Napoleon tried to search for it, never found it. They say right now it's in Rome. But they deny it. The Catholic Church denies having possession of it. And the second thing was interesting about it was Hitler was searching for it, of course. I mean, he was so into the occult and everything. He looked for everything. But do you know who they say found it and lost it and died because of it after 4 or 5 days after finding it?
I did not. I saw there was a documentary on Patton. Netflix or one of them, but I don't know the story. Go ahead.
Gerald Patton found it. The story goes that he found it towards the end of the war, and died shortly thereafter after owning possession of it and became lost again.
That's interesting.
Gives me a new outlook if it's true about Patton a little bit. Maybe he wasn't all this great general, story. You know? Maybe he was this guy that wanted to... And did anybody watch the... Have you guys watched the new... somebody told me that the movie, the newest movie on the, you know, the Raiders, was that Indiana Jones movie?
Yeah, the last Indiana Jones movie.
I heard it was about the Spear of Destiny.
I think you may be right. I just don't know if I actually...
I didn't
made
know that.
That connection.
I may have to watch it again.
It's a pretty good movie.
Okay.
You know, that was the one they were all worried about. It was going to be all full of...
Woke.
No, it is called Indiana Jones and the Spear of Destiny.
There you go.
Yeah.
And okay. What's interesting about it is, I didn't watch it in a movie theater because they said it was so woke and so feminist, and it was like...
I didn't think it was.
But I said, well, I'll wait to it for $3.99 or $2.99 at the old Red Boxeroo, you know?
Yeah.
And rent it out and check it out, you know? But, I think it would be pretty interesting because I liked all his... I liked the Raiders of the... What was it? The when he found the chalice at the end and the Knights Templar was guarding the chalice.
Oh, yeah, that was... let's see. There's Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom.
No.
It was Raiders first, and then Temple of Doom, and then... Last Crusade.
Last Crusade. And I thought it was so interesting... When he asked to pick, and the Nazi guy says, oh, it's got to be all this bedazzled, jeweled one, you know, and he grabs it, you know, and here's Sean Connery, his father is shot and everything. And what does he do? He chooses the simplest one because he was the son of a carpenter. And he found the old, hand-carved wood one out of all this gold and silver and glitz and everything. And he says, which one? He says, well, wait a minute. He says, he's a son of a carpenter. So, and then he feeds it to his, you know, his father. You know, and I love when he the Knights Templar when he passes away because he says you chose wisely.
Yeah, you have chose wisely. Yep, I need to look for that.
That movie, I think that's so interesting when you said that, and that Templar had been there forever.
Soldier Boy, great call. Appreciate
all right,
you,
guys,
buddy.
Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Absolutely, I need to find that line. There's just some lines from movies
really
that you want to hear again. What's the order, Sky?
Bill coming up next.
Bill, a different Bill from earlier, right? Cool. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, thanks for doing this today. You know, honoring the Lord this way, really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Can I just back it up to right after the supper real quick? I love this part that sometimes we miss. You know, Matthew told us that after supper they went out, sung a hymn, right? So the Jews of Passover, it had been the Hallelujah, the Hillel, okay, Psalm 113 through Psalm 118, and they would sing through that. So
yes,
they finish the supper and they leave, and Matthew tells us that they sung a hymn, and of course Jesus knows where his road is leading. You know, they're going to the garden and Judas is about to betray him, and he's about to go to Calvary, and he's about to bear my sins and yours and the sins of all humanity, and so they're singing, right? So this would be the end of Psalm 118. This is how this psalm ends, and it just blows my mind to think that this is what Jesus is singing as he's headed toward the cross.
Okay.
It says this. This is Psalm 118, verses 23 and 24. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And just imagine Jesus singing this on his way. Yeah, it brings me to tears to think, man, if Jesus can rejoice and sing on the way to bear my sins, man, I can rejoice and sing today too. So
absolutely,
that's what makes Good Friday so good, right there.
Amen. Thank you, Bill. Golly bum, that is good stuff. Very good stuff. The last of 118 is give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. More folks on the other side. We'll be back.
Mo'
like a pro with Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers. They engineer their mowers to be maintenance and service friendly for the everyday homeowner while not sacrificing the build and cut quality they're known for. From the heavy-duty frame to the welded steel deck to their trademark smooth track steering, Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers deliver professional-grade cut quality for a perfectly manicured lawn. Why don't you stop by and see Dietzville Ace Hardware? See the Hustler difference for yourself today. Dietzville Ace Hardware on U.S. 31 just north of Prattville, or Google Dietzville Ace Hardware for more information.
Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals has a huge comprehensive line of men's health products. Trouble with low T, low libido, or prostate support? Check out Irwin Natural products like Testosterone Up, Prosta Strong, 20 Goat Weed, and more. Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals have healthy alternatives to help with these vital issues. Find Irwin Naturals at Healthwise Foods, family owned for over 36 years. Healthwise Foods, 5147 Atlanta Highway, open 7 days a week. Call 277-9925 or visit them on Facebook.
Ahoy there, landlubbers! Is your stomach yearning for some great seafood? Or maybe it's a meat and three you're craving? So set sail for Little Fish Tail Seafood Bar and Grill, the undisputed champion of deliciousness in Lake Jordan and Slapout. We're talking great food, fantastic drinks, and fabulous music. They're like pirates with spices, creating flavor combinations that'll make your taste buds do a jig. Go see them on Lightwood Road or call 543-4561. Don't forget a free grab bag for the little ones.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto: in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available. Call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
What's new in the world of window treatments? I'm Ben here with Just Blinds in Prattville with the answer. Motorization, and more motorization options than ever before. Any window treatment we offer at Just Blinds can easily be motorized and customized to your preferences, including shades, blinds, drapery, and yes, even shutters. All easily programmed to your smartphone and essentially any brand of home automation system. To learn more about motorization options, visit us at Just Blinds in Prattville or online at gojustblinds.com.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Timing is everything, and the timing for this string of beautiful weather just in time for the Easter weekend couldn't be better. Sunshine today on this Good Friday with a high temperature up to about 74, so very comfortable. Partly cloudy, a little cool tonight, overnight low in the mid-40s. The warm-up continues tomorrow. Saturday's high 79, 83 on Easter Sunday. Abundant sunshine, just about a perfect forecast. And then mid-80s with partial sunshine, still dry Monday. The risk of showers and storms holding off till Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back in, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is here. Sky's with us, the whole gang, all together on this Good Friday. This is the Good Friday Easter edition of the radio program. We appreciate you being a part of it, and we appreciate y'all, and wish you the best Easter ever. Before we get back out of the phones again, I want to follow up a little bit on what Bill was saying. The Hallel hymn. I'm learning a lot on the show, frankly. The Jewish tradition reveals that the Passover meal was concluded by singing the last portion of the Hallel. I guess you say it that way. That's the way I'm going to say it in Alabama. The Hallel is comprised of Psalms 113 through 118 and is a celebration of praise and thanksgiving to God. So Jesus and the disciples would have sung that part. And Bill was pointing out some of the verses that are at the end of 118. And I was reading some of that. Guess what 118:22 says, Sky? The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
Yeah.
That's in it. It also talks about how marvelous the day is. Then it says, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The Lord is God. He has made his light shine on us. Jesus saying, I'm the light of the world. With boughs in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. That's Jesus' walk to the cross for the sacrifice for all of us. You are my God, I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. All these little things that just show more of the power of what happened. There's more to the story. The story's right there for us, but we don't know these things.
No, we don't.
And I'm like, how in the world did I become 50-something years old and not know that they sang the Hallel that has those verses in it? And then Sky was talking during the break, and I want you to expand on that, Sky. When they go to the tomb and Jesus is not there, the stone's been rolled away, Jesus is not there, and the burial cloths are there, and the one that goes on the face is folded up and laid a certain way. Jesus, what is all that?
All Jesus' burial garments are just strewn haphazardly on the ground in the tomb. But the covering over his face, or napkin, if you will, that's what they used, was folded neatly and set aside separately. To understand this, you have to know that in that time, those times, it was a longstanding, important Hebrew tradition in the master of the household. When he was having his meal, and meals were a big deal, okay? And they went on for quite a while. And often the master would get up and, you know, use the facilities or whatever. And he would take that napkin, just wad it up and throw it on the table. And that meant, when he was finished,
he would throw it on the table.
Right.
Yeah.
But if he was taking a break and coming back, he would fold that napkin neatly and set it on the table so that the servants knew, don't touch the man's meal because he's coming back. And when Jesus took the time to fold that covering over his face, the napkin, if you will, fold up. He was telling us very clearly, I'm coming back.
Yeah, I'm not done with all this.
No, I'm coming
back.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those are the things we miss because some of the culture we don't get. We don't understand.
We don't look into it. And here's a little to just tag on to exactly what you're saying, because right now my mind is blown. R.C. Sproul Jr., R.C. Sproul is one of my favorite pastors, said this. Adam, this is taking it all the way back to the beginning and then fast forwarding. This is crazy. Adam led Eve out of a garden into a tomb. The last Adam leads his bride out of a tomb and into a garden. That's what we get to look forward to.
That is strong.
Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome. Awesome. Let's go to Sam from Pike County, then Randall will be up after that. Sam, welcome to the program.
Hey, Scott, thanks for taking my call. I needed a good Easter show, and this is it. Thank all the, I was talking to Sky. It's kind of, yes, sir, life will distract us, and it kind of slipped up on us. I've heard a little bit of that. Of course, every year we do people talking about the bunny rabbits and the eggs and all that. And you know what I say? I say that I believe in a living God, that my God rose from the dead. and that all that other stuff, the eggs and the bunnies and whatnot, that's just a symbol of my faith. And none of that bothers me. It just rolls right off. And so I'm saying, go for it. Chocolate is good, and enjoy all that crap. But this is the time of year to remember. Just anyway, I'm enjoying the show.
And, well, thank you, Sam.
Yeah. The one thing you said today that confused me, though, I've got to ask you.
Okay.
Scott, did you say that you've never been in a state store?
I've never bought liquor at a state store. No.
Okay. Well, aren't you curious? I mean, anyway,
I can't say that I've not been in one. I think I may have gone in one time, but I've never bought anything. I've only drank a few times in my whole life. I acted a fool a few times in college. But I think my buddy bought them. What
God,
we drank.
I was just cutting up. I don't.
Well, there's reason, Sam. Sam, look, you know, my personality does. No one can afford for it to be enhanced.
There you go. Hey, all right. Yeah, I would know that. I was getting ready to cut up about this.
About
I was going to give you a DEI lesson on the state store. You know, there's straight bottles and strange bottles. Some may say queer bottles. You know, you can go and all that. But but, you know, that's all right. Let's just hang with Easter. This is the good stuff.
You got it, brother.
Thank you for taking, thank you all. And enjoy the show. All right.
Thank you, Sam. Appreciate you, buddy. Mm-hmm. Hey, I do have a question. Look, I know I can't go a whole show without insulting somebody.
You're good.
Evangelical churches have the cross and there's no Jesus on them. Other churches have the cross and there is Jesus on the cross. Is there a difference in the symbolism? Why does the Catholic Church have the crucifix with Jesus on it, and then why do others not? I don't know the reason. I really, really don't. Sky, do you have an answer?
I don't have I can only answer for myself. I chose, I have Jesus
on the cross.
On the cross because it reminds me of what he did for me, what he endured, what he suffered for me. I don't really have a pat answer as to why the denominations.
Because, see, I'm looking at it like there's two different names. Like, there's like the Good Friday crosses, which would be the one you're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Saturday-Sunday cross, which Jesus is not on. I'm totally making that up.
No,
but
I'm
just saying, there's good names.
This because Christ is not on the cross. I'm like, well, I know that. Okay.
But I'm being reminded. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense to me.
These people get all caught up in doctrine sometimes. And that answers your question why there's four gospels. Because there was just one, my goodness, we'd be going around, can you imagine? So, in the wisdom, God had four people tell it. But we still hang on to one little piece and fight and argue and leave the church over it. So, anyway, that's my sermon. Thanks for listening.
If someone has not come up with that first, I think Good Friday cross and the Saturday-Sunday cross is a good answer.
I think that's fantastic. You may have just invented made millions of dollars.
Probably. Somebody will make millions of dollars. It won't be me.
No.
Let's
go to Randall. Randall, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Oh, man.
Don't go in it, Randall. The music's coming up already, brother. Look, I got time for Randall and Eric the dog on the other side.
There you go.
On this Good Friday, Happy Easter edition of Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24. This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Sunken Tractor Cafe is reopening on April 6th. Local favorites including garlic butter burgers, gyros, Reubens, and brisket sandwiches. The Fryer is open to feature french fries, appetizers, and desserts. Beer and wine, too. Go see them April 6th from 11 to 8 and Thursday through Saturday thereafter. Sunken Tractor on Facebook or Meherg Road, Wetumpka.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. I want you to start the new year off right by getting your vehicle checked from the top to the bottom. Now, that vehicle probably needs some new shoes on it. We're talking about tires here, of course. And the only place you need to go to get everything serviced, to get everything done in a very professional way by ASC-certified technicians and mechanics is Woodham Southside Firestone. They're easy to find right there on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. For years, I was calculating the other day, it's 42 years that I've been going to Woodham Southside Firestone. And let me tell you something. If you want it fixed right the first time without having to go back and back and back again to your normal place, go to Woodham Southside Firestone. Matt and the gang will do a magnificent job. They're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturday and Sunday. Woodham Southside Firestone, the only name you need to know.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdett.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Coming up on the last few minutes of this Good Friday, Happy Easter edition, we got Randall and Eric the Dog. Randall, welcome to the program.
All right. So we ain't got much time. The one thing I want to say, how much you said about Jesus this morning. You've been shouting Jesus all morning. I've been talking about Jesus. Jesus on cross. Jesus this. You've been hollering Jesus. What a little yep. God in there. When you listen to Donald Trump sell the Bible, he don't even talk about Jesus. Don't mention Jesus, holler God out 9,000 times. And also, man, I can't wait till y'all tell me about this. I want to talk about 12 fruits. We can't get to that. Question I got, if God's perfect and he ain't made no mistakes, do you think he would have told a man to circumcise us, to cut off part of the body? Well, that's supposed to be an internal organ, and now it's not no more. God didn't design us like that. Now, you can say it was done because of cleanliness and all that. I don't believe it. God gave you a sense of a clean woman, got a clean skin, clean she be, you know, they ain't go whacking nothing off. You know what I'm saying? So, so you got to think
no,
about
I
that.
No, I think
part.
I do believe God said, yeah, for circumcision. I do.
Why would you think he'd tell a human to circumcise?
Because he makes the rules, dude. He gets to decide. There are plenty of things that that I don't necessarily agree with, but he is the creator. Yeah, that's what I think.
If he was perfect, why? And that's what everybody said. Why?
Are you telling me a man thought up, hey, let's do this to ourselves as adults?
No, I can tell you what it was. It's about Irving, and that was the first thing of where they wouldn't have as many kids. But we ain't got time for that. Another thing I want to say is we're not going to know each other like husband and wife like you think. Because remember the Pharisees hollered at Jesus. She was married to seven brothers here on earth. Whose husband is she going to be at? He said, you fool, you know not the word. And so, you know what I mean?
We're all going to be independent, but I think we're going to know each other. I just don't know. Yeah, I just don't think you're going to still be married.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, right. If you're not going to be able to think about sex, if you think about sex, you're in hell. You better wake up. I mean, there ain't no way in the world you're going to know that she was your wife. No way. Explain to me how you
I don't know.
That.
You might know, but you may just not be married anymore.
All right, well, how,
but you're not going to be running around chasing each other either. So, I guess I don't know.
So you're going to think about the ones
you're not going to really need to worry about it at that point. I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think we're fussing over, heavenly Jesus.
We're not going to worry about it.
I'm trying to learn, bro.
We'll extend this out till next week. Absolutely, Randall. I appreciate you, buddy. God bless you. Questions. Well, I mean, look, there
Here's
are questions
we've
got to ask.
There are questions we have to ask. We are looking at it with human eyes. The point of reading the Bible is it is our story.
Mm-hmm.
It is God's word to us. It is so that we will align ourselves to Him.
Right.
Got to look at it in reverse.
It's a good point. Eric the Dog, welcome to the program. Happy Easter to you.
Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
We're doing all right. Gotcha. Y'all are always serious with this. Religiousology and stuff.
Yep.
It's good.
Thank you.
Sometimes, but, you know, I'm not that serious of a guy. When I get serious, I get kind of pissy, so.
Hey, look, it's still a joyful day. There's just a lot of stuff we probably should reflect on from time to time.
Well, if we keep our nose in our own business, get your house in order, as Joey likes to say, a lot of that other stuff will work itself out. Just like if we got the home straight, we had the man of the household leading the household. You know, a lot of these things will work themselves out. But, you know, those loud, liberal women, you know, we got to get them to make sandwiches or something. It must not be good in the kitchen. You know, they got too much time on their hands or something. And we got to start working classes on how to cook and, you know, restrict the shoes and, you know, get working on the population thing so we don't have to worry about all these immigrants coming in here. I mean, you know? You tell me what's wrong with that plan, and I'll apologize.
But, you got it, brother.
I'm in. Y'all have
Thanks,
a happy
man.
Weekend. Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy
you too.
Easter.
Happy Easter. Clark, you got like 10 seconds, brother. Happy Easter to you.
10 seconds. There's one place on the planet you can't find the Lord if you look for him with an open heart, Scott.
Where?
And that's in that tomb that Joseph of Arimathea had a bar.
There we go.
Very
that's
good,
way to finish
Clark.
The show.
Happy Easter to you, brother. God bless you. God bless all y'all. Y'all be safe out there. Have a great Easter. Happy Good Friday. Sky, all the best for your wife, brother.